They even turned up there under the County Development Board. Reports just coming in there. There's various, because it's development of the county, it's not just about plans and plan permissions, all about different developments, like economically. And it shows then that the west of the county is mentioned, the south of the county is mentioned, Letterkenny is mentioned, and his own's mentioned. But the entire boundary is not mentioned at all. This is something that affects the whole world. It affects Brexit. It affects Europe, it affects Ireland, and there's so much negotiations. We're on a border that has continual fluctuations in regulations, rules, traffic, tourism, and sterling. The people who live nearest it are affected hour by hour. These type of things are not getting highlighted. They actually, within the County Development Plan, they should have a chapter of their own. But these are issues that affect us and the business, particularly tourism and cross-border businesses here, retail and that are competing immediately across the border, you know, whether it's rates or charges or sterling or whatever it is. These are stuff we'd like to see addressed too, because this is what affects East Donegal. And, you know, as well, too, even when it comes, as I say, to tourism and that, we would like to see more emphasis. It's nice to know what's going on in the rest of the county, and it's very, very important, but we like to know where. Look, we have 20, 30 staff or more working that section. We want to know, you know, what's happening in there, particularly with Rafal, Lifford, Balbafay, Glenfin, you know, basically that's it. And that's what we've asked for now a couple of times. So hopefully that now will be forthcoming at the next meeting.